This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So yeah, we are also talking about the president outlining to all of us in the country his economic reconstruction and recovery plan. And the president was addressing, in fact, a joint sitting of parliament on this economic reconstruction and recovery plan, saying, among others, that they will be embarking on a massive rollout of infrastructure throughout the country, including an extension of the special COVID-19 grant by a further 3 months. This will remain temporary expansion for social protection and allow the labor market sufficient time to recover, he said. Neil Coleman is a co-director of the Institute of Economic Justice and joins us on the line. Neil, good evening to you.
Good evening, and good evening to listeners.
Thank you, Neil, for your time. What did you make of what the president had to say today?
Look, I think, you know, listening to all the commentary, and there's been a lot of commentary today, people are getting into all the details. And of course, we need to get into the details. But in a sense, you need to rise above the detail and look at the big picture. And the big picture, obviously, is that our economy is in a deep crisis. The people of this country have been devastated by what has happened since the lockdown, since the COVID crisis. But even before that crisis, we had an economic recession, deep unemployment, inequality, etc. We all know the story. The extent of the crisis, though, needs to be matched by the measures that are introduced. So the question is, the big picture is not really the detail about this program or that program. The big question is, does the scale of the response correspond to the scale of the crisis that we're confronting? And unfortunately, the reality is that as long as we remain trapped in old economic thinking and in incredibly cautious approaches to our macro economy, we're not going to be able to rise to the level of response which is required. So, you know, there are really three elements to a response that's needed. The first is to stimulate, get the economy, the wheels of the economy turning. The second is to stabilize our industries and communities that are being so devastated. And the third is to structurally transform our economy. And some of the elements of the response may seem to do that, but they do it on far too timid a level. And so, you know, we've been talking about infrastructure, we've been talking about local procurement, we've been talking about, you know, building our manufacturing sector, etc. But at the same time, the state is massively cutting back on spending in the public sector, in all sorts of areas of the economy. And even the IMF has said, listen, in this period, state government have to be bold. They have to spend. They have to invest on a large scale. And unfortunately, the economic posture of our treasury and of our government is just far too cautious and conservative. And unless we can do something to move our economy forward and invest on and take the risks that are required, unfortunately, these programs are not going to make the sort of impact. And we saw that in the projections from the president. He's talking about 800,000 jobs. Mm. Now, of course, 800,000 jobs would be welcome, but we've lost already 2.2 million jobs in between March and June.
So it means it will get worse as well by the end of
And it could get worse, which means that we're not touching 1.4 million people who've lost their jobs, or the over 10 million people who had lost, who were unemployed previously. So you see, you get the point. The scale of the
intervention. I do get the point, but let me tell you what.
Too small.
Yeah, let me tell you what worries me, Neil. We are told that the private sector is hogging over a trillion rands, if not more.
Yes, that's true.
What happened to that money? Isn't it this the best time to say, guys, this is the best time to use it as an ammunition to pull our own country out of the gutter?
Sure. And the point is, you know, we hear a lot about attracting foreign investment. That's not what's going to move our economy. In fact, in history, in the last century, that's not been what's really driven development. Foreign investment follows domestic investment. So it's about marshalling our domestic resources, including the private sector idle capital, which you're talking, which is laying around in bank accounts. But we've also got to look at the fact that, as Duma Kabula, an economist, likes to repeat, the big strike actually is taking place in the public sector. The public sector has not invested over the last number of years. So there's a problem that the private sector also tends to follow the public sector. The public sector does what's called crowd in private sector investment. So if the state is cutting back, that's not going to have that type of effect. But we also need to look at how do we marshal all these resources in our pension funds, in the private sector savings, public sector savings, et cetera, et cetera. So it's got to be a Marshall Plan along the lines of what we saw in the U.S. beginning of the 20th century of the Great Depression. You know, with their Marshall Plan, or after their New Deal, or after the Second World War, where war-ravaged economies did that. So to do that, you've got to be prepared to introduce unorthodox methods. And our government is pussyfooting around because they're too afraid to spook the private sector. But those sorts of gently tactics simply have not worked over the last 25 years, and certainly are not going to work now. The private sector is risk averse. We even saw with the 200 billion rand loan guarantee scheme, you know, the banks have, as the president, he wrapped them over the knuckles today. He said, you know, you've only lent out 16 billion of this 200 billion rand. So this idea of voluntary sort of encouragement of the private sector to come to the party, that's not the route that has been adopted in the Asian Tigers, in America, in the European Marshall Plan, et cetera, et cetera. The state has to step in decisively. And this is still much too timid. It's not a response on the scale that's required.
Neil, thank you so much, sir, for your time. Much appreciated.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.